USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day of campaigning for President Trump. The president spending his day down in the battleground state of Florida. The president delivering remarks at the Villages and then Pensacola. Before heading off to Florida, the president analyzes his debate performance.
I thought I did great. There are certain groups of very aggressive people that loved the first debate. But I think this was better. This is obviously a more popular way of doing it. And no, I think, you know, I wanted to play by the rules. I felt very strongly about it. It's two different styles. I'm able to do different styles, you know, if you had to. But this seemed to be much more popular.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden delivering remarks in Delaware on COVID-19 and the economy. Senate Homeland Security Chairman Ron Johnson said the FBI requested an interview with Hunter Biden's former business partner, Tony Bobulinski. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi remains hopeful about ongoing negotiations on a new stimulus package, telling MSNBC that President Trump has been back and forth on the negotiations. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on what needs to be done.
We need to help the airlines. We need to help the schools directly. There's no reason why we have to have this humongous bill, which covers so much ground other than the economy and COVID.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox Business. The district attorney in Stanislaus County, California, says they will retry the penalty phase of the Scott Peterson trial. Peterson was convicted in 2004 of killing his pregnant wife and their unborn child. The announcement coming Friday morning after the state Supreme Court recently overturned the death sentence due to errors they say the trial judge made in jury selection. The state Supreme Court let stand the conviction but overturned the sentence. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Trump is crediting his administration's tough policy on Iran for opening new peace deals between Israel and Sudan. The president hosting a conference call between the two nations.
We're doing them one by one. We did Sudan. They wanted to do a deal, and that was in particular nice because they've essentially been at war with Israel for a long time. I don't know if it was fighting. I don't know that, but probably there's been a little bit, but certainly it's been for many years you've been officially at war with Sudan, and now it's not only the deal was signed, but it's peace.
If you are working at home during the coronavirus pandemic, you're not alone. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
Enterprise Technology Research, or ETR, says the percentage of workers around the world that is permanently working from home is expected to double in 2021 as productivity has increased. ETR surveyed about 1,200 chief information officers from around the world across different industries. The CIOs also expressed increased optimism about business prospects in 2021 as they see an increase in tech budgets by 2.1%, compared with a 4.1% decline this year due to the lockdowns triggered by the pandemic. The survey said IT decision makers expect permanent remote work to double to 34.4% of their company's workforce in 2021, as compared to 16.4% before the COVID-19.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.